Blog Talk Radio.
You are about to be entertained by the eighth, the young man who has become a legend in his own time.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
It's the Ron Kelly Show.
So don't get it twisted.
All right, and good evening, everybody. Welcome. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Welcome back, everybody. Glad to have you all here. Okay, good evening, everybody. We're back in Better Than Ever. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, Facebook Live, and the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. First and foremost, thank my Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, for all things. Yes, He is worthy of all. He is worthy of our praise. Good to see you all. Thank you so much for joining me once again, everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. You know, the Ron Kelly Show is a production of R. Kelly Media Enterprises, LLC. That means you can't touch this. Anyway, it's great to be here, and it's great to have you guys here as well. You know, tonight I have a great show lined up for you guys, so strap in, get whatever you need from the fridge, because you won't want to miss a moment of this program. So let me start with this. You know, yet another disturbed person shot. There was another shooting today, and yet another, and I don't mean to make light of this, another shooting today in Maryland, Anne Arundel, Maryland, at the offices of the Capital Gazette newspaper, which is owned by the Baltimore Sun today. And a lone gunman, blasted through the windows, the plate glass doors of the Capital Gazette newspaper in Maryland, and killed five people. Another disturbed person is yet another mass shooting takes place right here in the United States. You know, America. First, let me wish the family, let me wish peace upon the family members, members who lost loved ones in that killing, and the other ones who are restored. Wish Godspeed and restored helps those who are still alive, but gravely, many of them gravely wounded in the hospital right now, so we'll definitely pray for them. You know, and the gun laws are not protecting anybody. And as I've always said, they only protect criminals because they don't obey the law. And meanwhile, those of us who own guns but are not allowed to carry them on a person fall victim to armed robbers and other criminals every single day. In fact, according to the Gun Violence Archive that keeps up with this stuff, the total number of gun incidents in 2018 alone, the total number was 28,380. The number of deaths due to gun violence in America so far this year, now this is only June, 7,039. Injuries, 13,400. Number of children age newborn to 11 years old, killed or injured, 323. Number of teens age 12 to 17, killed or injured, 1,347. Mass shootings, 154. And it goes on, officer involved incident, officer shot or killed, 130. Officer involved incident, suspect shot or killed, 1,090. And it goes on and on and on and on. So gun violence, despite the best efforts of the Congress and the Senate and the folks who are in charge of things around here, despite their best efforts, gun violence still rages on, even though there are so many people out here now who are trying to get a handle on this, and there's no handle to be gotten on this, because here in America, everything is readily available. Guns, drugs, whatever you need, you can get it here in America, the land of the maybe too free, in the home of the brave. All right, welcome everybody. It's the Ron Kelly Show. It's just a couple minutes past the hour of 6 o'clock. The phone number here is ask you to put them in here, 646-668-2838, for those of you who claim that Ron doesn't give out the call out number, 646-668-2838. Okay, everybody, shout out to all my people out there and R. Kelly Nation. Thank you so much for joining me every Thursday afternoon. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com. Lights are killing me. I'm just got to have some lights because I'm too dark to be sitting in a room with no lighting. So the lights are on and trying to get some light to be shined on this black face. The tragedy with the young man from Queens who was killed by the gang members, it's just an absolute tragedy. And the Bronx teen that was fatally stabbed outside of the bodega goes by the name of Lisandro Guzman Feliz, who was an explorer and wanted to be a police officer, 15 years old, was killed outside of the bodega in New York City. And everyone has jumped on the bandwagon with this particular situation. Everyone has jumped on the bandwagon. Carney B and all kinds of people have jumped on the bandwagon with the death of this young man, which, I don't begrudge them that. They should be supporting this man. But now, well, you know what? We'll take a break. I have to switch to another TV screen. We'll take a break and we'll come right back with more of this show. It's Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com and ronkellyshow.com.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%. And that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
Alrighty then. Welcome, everybody. Welcome back. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com, just about 9 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. Great to have you all here. Thank you, my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for another week of blessings that He's bestowed upon me. He is worthy of praise. He's worthy of your praise, too. Okay, so it's about 9 minutes after the hour. Actually, it's 11 minutes after the hour. You're watching, listening to The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. And, yet another shooting, another one in Anne Arundel, Maryland, happened this afternoon. A gunman, lone gunman with a shotgun, blew open the doors of the Capital Gazette newspaper. Incidentally, it's owned by the Baltimore Sun. Crashes into this, blows the doors off of this, glass doors off the office with his gun. Shout out to Cynthia Turnquest Jones, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. So this man blasts into this office with a newspaper, very small newspaper, maybe 60,000 circulation, small newspaper, where he went and killed five people. I believe 10 are wounded. So five people are killed, five people who went to work today thinking they were going to go back home, and they did not go back home. A shout out to you, Cynthia. Thank you for watching. So yet another mass killing, and these things keep happening. Despite places like New Jersey that want to restrict guns, take away the Second Amendment from everybody in places like New Jersey, which wants to restrict guns, restricts people from owning guns. Shout out to Lamont Gates, who's watching the program. Thank you for last week, Lamont. I appreciate it, even though we had a kind of a, things were kind of crazy. But I'll add you on today and we can continue that conversation. But yet another mass shooting took place today. And actually, as a matter of fact, today that was the, according to the Gun Violence Archive, the total number of incidents this year, the total number of incidents with guns was 28,000. Yeah, you're right, Lamont. Yeah, that's Facebook for you. Number of children age 0 to 11 killed, 323. Number of teens killed age 12 to 17, 1,347. Mass shootings, 154 mass shootings this year alone in the United States of America. Officer-involved incident where an officer was shot or killed, 130. Officer-involved incident where the suspect or the subject was shot or killed, 1,090. Home invasions this year with gun violence, 1,008. Now, people who defended themselves with guns this year were 874 incidents, and unintentional shootings were 833. So there's been a whole lot of gun violence going on, despite the best efforts of the Congress and the Senate and all these people who claim that they want to, and in places like New Jersey, which has the strongest restrictions in the nation, but the criminals keep coming. The criminals, they have their guns, they buy their guns, they import them from wherever they get them from, and the criminals keep with their guns. Well, where other people, law-abiding citizens like myself, who was a proud gun owner, you know, are not allowed, unless you have a permit, are not allowed to carry a weapon. So you fall victim to whatever snake that's crawling around out here on his belly waiting to rob somebody, you fall victim to that. So despite the best efforts of people, states like New Jersey and some of the other places, there's still 28,000 gun incidents this year. And it's June. 28,000 incidents. So, so peace be upon the folks who lost loved ones in that violent act. There were five people who were killed, and there were numerous people who were wounded. They're not saying who the man was, but he was a white man. Not that that makes any difference, but he was a white man. They're not saying who he is, but he was a white man, and he killed five people today. Terrible. Anyway, everybody, it's the Ron Kelly Show. It's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. I got a couple of things I want to get to this evening before I break out of here and go smoke a cigar. Now, I'm going to talk about, shout out to Tyrone Elliott. What's good, Tyrone? Call Tyrone. I want to talk about this young man who was killed, Lisandro Guzman Feliz, who was killed by some gang members late last week. 15-year-old young man. Junior. Lisandro Junior, his nickname was Junior, Guzman Feliz, who dreamed of becoming a police officer. You see, here we go now. Now, of course, tragic. You know, no mother should have to bury her son, especially not someone who's that young, a 15-year-old who was just out there minding his business and apparently wasn't doing anything wrong. Should not have been set upon by these heathens who knifed him in the neck and killed this young man. And then on the same token, we have Antoine Rose. Antoine Rose, a young honor student, who was killed, who was set upon by a police officer in East Pittsburgh last week. Set upon by police officer Michael Rosfeld, who incidentally, Officer Rosfeld has been a police officer since 2011 and has worked for four different police departments. the East Pittsburgh Police Department was the fourth police department that he worked for. So, you know, when somebody bounces around like that after only a couple of years, you got to figure that something was wrong. Just like when the Catholic priest, it came out later on, and not to get the two mixed up, but it came out later on that a lot of these priests were being bounced from parish to parish, even though the archbishops and the higher-ups and the muckety-mucks knew what these priests were doing. But they were passing them around, just like Archbishop Theodore McCarrick, who was the vicar of the Newark Archdiocese, who just got toasted for, exactly right, Cynthia. Yeah, four different police departments. This man. Well, I get back to Archbishop McCarrick later. 87 years old. He's not even an archbishop anymore. But anyway, this man worked for four different police departments. The East Pittsburgh Police Department was the fourth police department that this man worked for in 7 years, because he became a police officer in 2011. Now this is he had been a police officer for East Pittsburgh for only 90 minutes. 90 minutes he was a police officer before he killed this young man, Antoine Rose. Now, this young man, and not to compare tragedies here, ladies and gentlemen, because the tragedy is a tragedy, but the attention this man focused on this young man, Lisandro Guzman Feliz, compared to the tragedy of Antoine Rose, you know, there's something wrong here. Now, I don't mean to split hairs, because two young men are dead. A 17-year-old and a 15-year-old, both dead through circumstances not of their own making. They're dead. This young man, Lisandro Jr. Guzman Feliz, was killed by these gang members, supposedly. And Antoine Rose was killed by a gang member. He was killed by a gang member, too. It wasn't that he didn't have the bandana around his head and, you know, and all the other, you know, but Michael Rosfield was a gang member. So you look at these two situations, and there's hardly any attention being paid to the death of Antoine Rose. Hardly any. And I find that to be, you know, but you know what? It's expected. While I don't agree with it, but it's expected. Shout out to Yolanda Dawkins, who's watching the Ron Kelly Show. It's expected. It's expected for Lisandro Guzman Feliz, a young man in the Bronx who got killed, as opposed to Antoine Rose, who was an honest duty, by the way, who was killed by East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Roscoe. There's a difference between the two. Shout out to Susan Kirkland, who's watching the show. There's a difference between Antoine Rose and Lisandro Guzman Feliz, the young man who got killed in the Bronx. See, now, Lisandro Jr., I'm just calling him Jr., wanted to be a police officer. As a matter of fact, Jr. was in the Explorers. The Explorers is the youth, like a PAL, Police Athletic League in New York. And Jr. was a member of the Explorers. So he was already in the family of police officers, Junior. He was already in the family. No. Right. Shout out to Cynthia Turnquist Jones. Right. The case of... Thank you. I needed that. Really, I'm not joking. The case of Junior is overshadowing the case of Antoine Rose, who was shot in the back three times, running away from what is perceived to be a crime scene. Shot in the back three times by this police officer, Michael Rosefeld. You see, so Junior is overshadowing Antoine Rose, because and here's the thing, and I'll tell you why it is. Junior was an explorer, and Antoine Rose was a young man who was suspected of being in a car that was used and a shoot and a drive-by. Shout out to Lamont Gates. Do I suppose the public and the media sees Rose as an alleged criminal given the suspicious circumstances of the situation? Absolutely. Even though Rose was an honor student and he may not have known what he was getting himself into. See, if you could be in a car with somebody, I've been in situations where people pulled out guns. I mean, they weren't trying to rob me, but I've been in cars and when I was much younger, and I've been in situations where I didn't know exactly what was going on. I was just going along for the ride and stuff broke, and I had to leave. So it could have been a situation like that. But yes, Lamont, I do believe that that Antoine Rose's case is being overshadowed by Guzman Feliz. Look at all the people that have come out for this man, this young man. I'm not saying that people are wrong for coming out for him. Look at all the people, Cardi B and all these other people, and J-Lo and sports figures and Yankees and you name it. Everybody's coming out to hail this young man, Junior, who was a New York City explorer. They hailed this young man who was killed by these heinous individuals who've already been caught, by the way. And where else? Patterson. Even, you know, you can find anybody in Patterson. Shout out to Andre Sayegh, who's got a lot of work ahead of him. Yeah. And see, and this is the thing. Right. And right. Exactly, Lamont. Exactly. You know, because Cardi B, I believe, is Latina, and J-Lo. But in any case, they are all coming out for this young man because he wanted to be a police officer, and he was in the NYPD Explorers program. So everybody was, you know, has hailed this young man. Meanwhile, Antoine Rose's case has been overshadowed. You know what? The reason why Antoine Rose's case has been overshadowed is because we have not done enough. We have not done enough. There should have been black folks from all over America converging on Pittsburgh. Converging on prison earth. And I'm not saying tearing the place up and burning it down and killing police officers or anything like that. Because I'll let you know, I don't support violent acts by anyone, against anyone. But there should have been black folks from all over America that should have been there to that East Pittsburgh site. There should have been black folks from all across the country. But you look at the newsreels, you see a handful of black folks. You see, and this is why this keeps happening. This is why this keeps happening, because you have a level of apathy in the black community. You have a level of apathy. And folks just say, oh, well, it wasn't my son. Well, you know, what can I do? You see, strength in numbers, ladies and gentlemen. There's lots of strength in numbers, and folks are just not turning out for these things like they should be. Folks are just not turning out. And this is what's going on. Nobody is turning out for this stuff. So you have a handful of folks. And what happens is you go on Facebook and people complain and post and bitch and moan. And at the end of the day, what did you do? You didn't do anything. You didn't do anything. I hear people say, oh, well, you got to get the word out. Yeah, okay. Fine. Get the word out. But what do you do afterward? Then I ran over a little bit. So I'm going to take a break. I'm going to come back with more of this program. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, the Ron Kelly Show.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
So coming to the stage is a really funny guy. Y'all know him. Put your hands together. Give it up for George Wilborn.
Well, why won't we go to the doctor? My uncle called. Speech all slurred, complaining his arm's numb. He calls everybody under the sun. Aunt Peyton, his old army buddy George. He even called my daughter Tierra because, you know, she's got a year of nursing. Everyone thinks he needs to go to the doctor, including me. So he said, well, will you take me? I'm like, I'm on the road. He goes, I'll wait. Stroke's no joke. If you or someone you love have symptoms of stroke, don't call family. Don't dial a friend. Don't wait. It may be too late. Dial 911. Time loss is brain loss. Seriously, dial 911.
Learn all the symptoms of a stroke at strokesnojoke.org. That's strokesnojoke.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the American Stroke Association and the Ad Council.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of the Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly Media LLC. We'll be back with more of the Ron Kelly Show after this.
No, we're going to come back right now. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. The RonKellyShow.com is 27 minutes past the hour of 7 o'clock. And we got a heat wave coming, ladies and gentlemen. Big heat wave, 90, all the way up to next Thursday. It's going to be in the 90s, so, you know, get your... And if you didn't go on a diet before the hot weather came, I feel sorry for you. Anyways, the Ron Kelly Show, everybody. And it's on blogtalkradio.com, the RonKellyShow.com. Shout out to my homeboy, Keith Hall. Keith Hall is the host of Universe of the 80s. It comes on Tuesday night from 9 to 11 Eastern Time, or should I say 9 to 11 Central Time, and 8 to 10 Eastern Time on the Fishbowl Radio Network. And also, shout out to my homeboy, DJ Tiny. My bad, I almost forgot you, my dude. DJ Tiny on DYMusicRadio.com. If you want some house, some good house, some good serious house, you check out DJ Tiny. It's Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 on DYMusicRadio.com. Of course, you know you can check me out. It's your boy, it's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Shout out to Skip Dillard, who I chit-chatted with. Skip Dillard, who's the program director at 107.5, is WBLS. Who knows? Let's see what happens. We'll get up with him and, you know, God is in charge. Anyway, everybody, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. It's 28 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock Thursday evening. You know what time it is. Just stop you to be right here with me. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. These lights are burning me. These lights are melting me. My eyes must be red like I've been smoking weed or something. But anyway, and I'm going to get to the Supreme Court. I'm going to get to that because y'all better be getting ready. You better get ready. Because Anthony Kennedy, who's the justice who's retiring, was kind of like a swing vote on the Supreme Court. He could go left or right. But now he's retiring. And you know Donald Trump is going to bring in somebody who's a staunch conservative. Just like the Democrats are outnumbered down on the Supreme Court, they're going to be outnumbered too. And watch what happens to Roe v. Wade, what happens to LGBTQ rights, what happens to civil rights. I'm talking about me and you. See what happens with that. So we have to get ourselves together and get ready for this. But anyway, so the good news is that this police officer, Michael Rosfeld, who shot this young man in the back, murdered Antoine Rose the second, killed this young man. He has been charged with a criminal homicide. Now, you know, police officers have been charged in the past, and what happened? They got away. So while it is admirable that the DA over there, the Allegheny County District Attorney, Stephen Zappala, Wednesday, and he said that Antoine Rose never did anything in furtherance of any crimes in North Braddock. So Officer Michael Rosfeld has been charged with criminal homicide. But get this, though. Now, he's been released on an unsecured bond. So when they asked the judge, have you ever released anybody on an unsecured bond? Not in the 43 years he's been in jail. So this is the first time. So and also saying that the young man Antoine Rose had an empty clip in his pocket. So the deck is already being stacked against this young man. The deck is already being stacked. Trust and believe. They're doing a Giuliani. And if you were listening last week, you remember me telling you that Giuliani did that to Patrick Dorsmond, when Patrick Dorsmond was killed by a New York City police officer over a parking space. And shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers, love you, my sister. And Patrick Dorsmond, if you remember, was killed by a New York City police officer over a parking space. And Rudy Giuliani was mayor at that time, so Rudy Giuliani couldn't find anything on Patrick Dorsmond, so what does he do? He releases Patrick Dorsmond's juvenile juvenile record, which was supposed to be sealed. So this young man, Antoine Rose, is already being, the water is being muddied against this young man. So this police officer, Michael Rosefeld, Rothfeld, can get off. So we got to make sure he doesn't get off. We have to make sure. You see, black folks have been mad lazy, you know, with some of these killings. And for black folks, 200, 300, from every city in America, should have been over there in Pittsburgh, should have been in Minnesota with the young man, Philando Castile, should have been down there with Walter Scott, should have been all over the country where black folks have been murdered. Other black folks should have been there in mass saying enough is enough. But there's a tepid response. Even in East Pittsburgh, they're doing the best they can, but there's a handful of people there. And what happens? It just keeps happening. Now, Antoine Rose, this young man, was an honor student. His funeral was in the church. His funeral was at his school. That don't happen for a criminal kid, where this funeral, if the kid dies, you know, the funeral is held in his school. Well, Antoine Rose's funeral was held in his school. He was a good young man. He just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. He was a good young man. And we cannot let Michael Rosefeld get off. We cannot. He must be punished for his actions. He shot someone in cold blood in the back who wasn't presenting a threat. He did not have a weapon. He was not running toward him. He was running away from him. And even I know from the times I've been in the academy, in the police academy, Essex County, and other places, and training for deadly force, use of deadly force. You don't use deadly force for somebody who's running away. So you cannot let this man, Michael Rosefeld, who's worked for four different police departments in the last 6 years, four. So it's the same as you look at an application, somebody walks into your office, and you see they've worked 4 years, they've had four different jobs in the last 5 or 6 years, you're going to just slide that application to the shredder, because the person is either moves around a lot or is a F up. So we cannot let this happen. And while I give Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala credit for doing this, but you know what happens with these things? More often than not, nothing happens. Anyway, everybody, it's 25 minutes before the hour. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, ronkellyshow.com. I want to welcome everybody. Thank you so much for joining me. It's every Thursday night. Every Thursday night, right here, it's the Ron Kelly Show. And it's on blogtalkradio.com. And you can check out any show that I've done already. You can go to my archive at blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. There's about 100 and something shows there. So if you were away or whatever and you want to catch up with what I said that week, you can go to my archive. It's blogtalkradio.com/Ron Kelly Show. You can check me out. Also, the Ron Kelly Show YouTube channel. I just really recently started that up, so you can go on my YouTube page and you can check me out there. All right, everybody. I want to talk about the Supreme Court. Earlier in the program, I did speak about the shooting. And yeah, another shooting. Shout out to Sharon Allen Chambers. Love you, my sister. If I didn't say it already. Another shooting. Five people were killed. They haven't, multiple others were injured. They haven't identified the gunman yet. But as far as preliminary reports were that he was a white man. And white people out there, don't think I'm getting funny, because white people all across the country listen to the Ron Kelly Show. Don't think I'm trying to, don't think I'm trying to come for you. Because I'm not. But the man was white, and, there's no avoiding that. Anyway, let me see if I can shout out to, I'll get back to that in just a second, everybody. But you're listening to me is the Ron Kelly show. Okay, so I spoke about this shooting, and I spoke about the statistics of mass shootings according to the Gun Violence Archive website. 28,000 incidents of gun violence. 28,308 incidents of gun violence this year. Ridiculous. So this is validated. This data was validated today, June 28, 2018. So anyway, I want to talk about this before I get out of here. I want to talk about the Supreme Court. And see, a lot of y'all don't. It's okay, my sister. Better late than never. Better late than never, my sister. Thank you for your continued support. God's going to bless you. I want to talk about the Supreme Court situations coming up. If you didn't hear, a lot of y'all don't pay attention to this stuff. Justice Anthony Kennedy, who was a swing vote on the court, which meant that he didn't vote. He's not like some of the other conservative justices where they only voted conservative. Justice Anthony Kennedy would vote the other way too. He was a swing vote on Roe v. Wade. He was a swing vote on a lot of things. But Trump is positioning himself to change the face of this nation. And see, a lot of everybody just kind of goes to work and, la da da. But this is serious. This is serious. This Supreme Court is serious. Because the Supreme Court is the law of the land. Once the Supreme Court says something, that's it. You can't, the Supreme Court can overrule any court in the world, in the country. So if the Supreme Court says something, it's wrapped. So if the Supreme Court says, Miranda, which, everybody knows Miranda, is the law that police officers have to tell you what your rights are before they arrest you. What if the Supreme Court says, hey, no more Miranda? Then there won't be any more Miranda. What if, the way the law goes now, if you are arrested or accosted by the police, or if you're being interrogated and you tell the police you want a lawyer, the interrogation is over. So what if the Supreme Court says, okay, we don't like that rule, though, we'll throw that out. Police don't have to give you a lawyer. See, there's so many implications here. What if a Roe v. Wade, for example? What if women no longer have the right to choose? What if, every time a woman got pregnant, she had to have her baby, and she didn't have a right to do with the baby what she wanted to do with it? See, all of these things are on the table here, everyone. All of these things are on the table. Everything that we fought for, the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, all of these things are being are on the table here. So this is very, very serious. And a lot of us just kind of, it'll affect you too. One day it'll affect you too, but it'll be too late. It'll be too late. So Trump has positioned himself to turn this world upside down. Shout out to Jazzy Jess, who's watching the program. So all of these things with the Supreme Court are going to affect you one day. For the women who are childbearing age, and you want to have, and you mistake and have a baby, and now you want to get rid of it or have an abortion, and the Supreme Court says Roe v. Wade, no, you can't have an abortion. And now women are going to have to go underground to get an abortion, like they do back in the days, and they use hangers and stuff and stuck it up there, and women die from some of these homemade abortions. So Justice Anthony Kennedy has announced his retirement from the Supreme Court, July 31st, effective, probably. You see, Trump is already moving the needle by trying to find somebody else who's a staunch conservative to go on that Supreme Court. You see, now this is the same Senate who held up Barack Obama's choice his last year of his presidency. This is the same person who held up, shout out to my son, R. Kelly Jr. This is the same Supreme Court. This is the same Senate, Mitch McConnell and the crew, who held up the person that Barack Obama had proposed, held up for a whole year. They didn't even vote on it. Barack Obama was leaving office. So they didn't even bother to take up the nomination of Barack Obama's Supreme Court pick. And shout out to Lamar Gates. Yeah, the problem with Roe v. Wade is that conservatives would rule using their religion instead of the Constitution. Absolutely. But see, but the Supreme Court doesn't have to need a reason, Lamar. Supreme Court doesn't need a reason. You're going to have whoever Trump picks is going to be a straight up conservative, like Neil Gorsuch, who is Trump's last pick, who votes conservative all the way. Right. Now, there's going to be another conservative who's going to go on the bench. So you're going to have a majority because you're going to have Roberts, who is the lead Chief Justice, Roberts. You're going to have a bunch of conservative judges, Gorsuch. You're going to have, and there's three others, conservative judges. So this is going to make five conservative judges on the Supreme Court. You see, the liberties of this country are going to start disappearing. Liberties for minorities and women are going to start disappearing. The laws that have been set up so same-sex couples can get married and share benefits and stuff like that, that's going to go out the window. So if there's any same-sex couples out there, you better batten down your hatches. Black folks, Voting Rights Act, Civil Rights Act, Miranda, all these things that protect us are going to be gone. Roe v. Wade for the women. You can't have an abortion. They're going to stop it. So there's going to be no abortion. So it's going to be hell because Supreme Court justice is appointed for life. They can't be fired. No matter what they do, they can't be fired. And this is something that's going to go on. So we need to get busy. We need to get busy. See, because right now, there's really nothing that the Democrats can do to stop it. Nothing. They don't have a majority because they have the Republicans, they have the president, they have the Senate, they have the House, they have all three branches of government. So there's no way that we can even stop this. So y'all better see, everybody's going to work and doing their thing and hanging out. And, you know, now the Supreme Court is about to shift completely to the right. And guess who's going to get it? Me and you. The laws that have been put in place for us, the Civil Rights Act, like I said, the Voting Rights Act, Roe v. Wade, LGBTQ community, all these things are going to be gone. As you see, the Supreme Court sided with the Colorado baker who said that he didn't want to make a cake for a same-sex couple because it was against his religion. He didn't make that cake, and the Supreme Court agreed with him. You see, because the Supreme Court is going to vote against the things they don't like, which is civil liberties for black folks and Hispanics. New law that's been made for LGBTQ folks, same-sex couples, and to collect Social Security off their partner and all these things. They can put their partner on their health insurance. All that stuff's going to be gone. It's going to be gone. Watch what I tell you. So everybody's been sitting around and partying and whatever. The party's over. The party is definitely over. We'll take a quick break. We'll come right back and wrap this puppy up. This is The Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com.
The views expressed in this commentary are not necessarily those of The Ron Kelly Show or R. Kelly V. LLC. We'll be back with more of The Ron Kelly Show after this.
So glad we left that stupid party.
No joke.
Hey, baby, are you an overdue library book? Because you got fine written all over you.
Oh, barf. What about that girl with the hoop earrings?
Ridiculous. When she was dancing...
Megan, look out! Look out!
Oh my God, Becky. Becky, are you okay? My arm. I think it's broken. Can you bend it? It's already bent in the wrong direction. I can't believe this. I'm so sorry. I only had a few drinks. I was just buzzed.
Really? Just buzzed?
Yeah, I swear.
Well, in that case, my arm is fine. Ah, that's better.
You're really okay? You're serious, Becky?
No, genius. I'm not serious.
Ow! My arm! It hurts!
Buzzed driving. Maybe we should stop acting like it's no big deal. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
The Ron Kelly Show. And on the web, theronkellyshow.com.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com, theronkellyshow.com. Thanks so much for joining me, everybody. You know what time it is. Every Thursday, 7 to 8 p.m. is the Ron Kelly Show, and I'm looking out the window, and it's still light outside, so guess what? I'm going to step right out of here after the show is over. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. Shout out to Tuffy Ali, my son, Ron Kelly Jr., Lamont Gates, Jesse, Jazzy Jess, Sharon Allen Chambers, and Cynthia Turnquist Jones, Susan Kirkland, Alanda Dawkins, all of y'all, if I didn't mention your name, all the folks, because I can't see everybody on the air. I can't see everybody on the screen. So if I didn't mention your name, you know, love all of y'all. Thanks so much for joining me and my nonsense every Thursday evening from 7 to 8. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. Okay, so I talked a little bit about this young man, the young Hispanic man who was killed, Junior Guzman Felix, who was killed by some heinous individuals, saying it was a case for mistaken identity. And they, where did they find him? In Patterson. Just like the guy who was a terrorist, who was planning to blow up the Holland Tunnel or whatever, where did they find him? In Patterson. You know, so shout out to Andre Sayegh, who just won the election for the city of Great City, Patterson, New Jersey, where I used to live at. So, you know, y'all keep an eye on Andre. Don't let him get away with nothing. All right, everybody, it's about 10 minutes before the hour. Yeah, so in the beginning of the show, I talked about this young man, Lisandro Guzman Feliz, and how his case is overshadowing the case of Antoine Rose. If some of you remember, who was aired out in the back three times by this police officer, Michael Rosfeld, who has been charged with criminal homicide in this case. Shout out to Myra Lewis, and shout out to Samuel J. Wilson, who's listening to the program right now. Samuel H. Wilson, Jr., my bad. And the case of the young man in the Bronx, Junior Guzman Felix, is way overshadowing the case of Antoine Rose II, who was killed by this police officer, Michael Rosfeld, who incidentally has been charged with criminal homicide in the case by the Allegheny County prosecutor, Allegheny County District Attorney Stephen Zappala, yesterday. So this man has been, even though he's out on bail, you know, most people don't get bail on criminal homicide, but cops do. So yeah, so this case with Junior, and I'm not trying to draw a parallel or difference between, you know, the fact that Guzman Feliz is Hispanic and Antoine Rose is black. No, that's not my point. My point is that this case of Junior Guzman Feliz is overshadowing the case of Antoine Rose, and one of the reasons was because the Junior was a member of the NYPD Explorers program, which is kind of like the PAL, Police Athletic League. It's kind of like the same thing where they take in young men who may be fatherless, whatever the case may be, and they groom them to be police officers. See now, so Junior Feliz was one of the family. Junior Feliz was one of the family. Junior Guzman Feliz was one of the family. He's one of the family of the NYPD. And that's why they worked so hard to find these culprits, and they already have the guys who shot him. I mean, who stabbed him. You see, but meanwhile, Antoine Rose, running from the police, gets shot in the back. And because he was running from the police, he's looked upon as being some type of hooligan because he was running from the police. Now, running from the police is not a crime. People do it every day. I've never done it. So people run from the police all the time. But Antoine Rose is being, his case is buried under the weight and the lights and the brights of Lisandro Guzman Felix, who Cardi B and J-Lo and all these people came out and talked about this young man, who I don't have a problem with that, really. But the case of Antoine Rose is just as tragic, if not tragic, more tragic than the case of Lisandro Guzman Feliz. And I'll tell you why. Because Lisandro Guzman Feliz, while his death was tragic, that's what gang members do. That's what gang members do. Nobody should be shocked if gang members set upon this young man and killed him. Shouldn't be shocked by that, because that's what gang members do. They set upon people and they kill people. That's what they do. And I'm not saying that takes anything away from that case. I mean, there's a mother and a brother and sister and cousins who are incensed right now. This young man was set upon by these cretins and was killed, execution style almost, stabbed in the neck, and died while he was running to St. Barnabas Hospital, 3 blocks away. Died on the way there. Heinous. But here you have Antoine Rose, who was killed by someone who was sworn to serve and protect. Gang members are not sworn to serve and protect. But this man, East Pittsburgh police officer Michael Rosfeld, was sworn to serve and protect. And he killed this young man. He killed this very same people, person he was sworn to serve and uphold the law. You see, so while Junior Guzman Felix's death is tragic, and it shouldn't have happened, tragic case of mistaken identity, whatever it was that led to this young man's death, tragic. But that's what gang members do. They kill people. MS-13, Bloods, Crips, you name it, they kill people. So it's shocking. This is so shocking. This is the Junior Guzman Felix's death is more reprehensible than Antoine Rose's death, because he was perceived because they said he was in a car with some criminals and he ran. He was going the opposite direction of what Junior Guzman Felix was. No, he was this young boy was an honor student. He was an honor student. And his funeral was inside his school. Now, crooks and gangbangers don't get that. But the funeral was in the auditorium of the school he went to. So, you know, his case is being overshadowed because of the nature of his death. And that's why his case is being overshadowed. Because this young man, Junior, was an police explorer, and this young man, Antoine Rose, is running from the police. But so it's perceived that they were going in different directions. No, they were not. They were going in the same direction, because Antoine Rose was an honor student. So we should be supporting the family of this young man, both of them. Especially Antoine Rose. Now, talk a little bit about the Supreme Court. Now, you know, the Supreme Court is going to... Now, I really don't talk about politics that much, but in this case, this is something very serious with the Supreme Court, because the Constitution is going to be gutted, and all the amendments, Roe v. Wade, Brown v. Board of Education, and all of these amendments, the Civil Rights Act, the Voting Rights Act, all of these amendments to the Constitution, guess what? Guess what? They're going to start disappearing. Miranda, and all of these laws, search and seizure laws, and all of these things are going to disappear under Trump and his right wing Supreme Court. So you better pay attention. You better pay attention, ladies and gentlemen. Pay attention, because it might be you. It might be you. So if for the ladies out there, the ones who are still of childbearing age, you might want to have a baby. And guess what? No. You can't have no abortion. No. You got to have a baby. Can you imagine somebody telling you that you got to have your baby, that you can't make a choice? So in the case of rape, you still may be forced to have your baby? I mean, really? But this is where this country is headed. Read 1984. George Orwell, 1984. Read that. I have. It's very interesting. That book was written in the 50s, and it directly correlates to what's going on in the world today. 1984, George Orwell. If you can't read everything, read the cliff notes or whatever the case may be. George Orwell, 1984. It was written in 1954, I believe, 30 years before 1984 actually came around. And now that we are 34 years past 1984, this is still very relevant. So check it out. All right, it's about a minute before the show is over, everybody. So thanks so much for joining me. I can't name everybody, but so many people. I can't name you all, but I want to thank you for supporting me and my radio show. It's the Ron Kelly Show, and it's on blogtalkradio.com. TheRonKellyShow.com. I'm breaking. We'll see you back here next week for another edition of The Ron Kelly Show. So until then, pay attention, because your liberties and mine could disappear just like that. See you back here next week, everybody. Take care and be nice to each other.